Darren Hayes is my special guest this afternoon on the show, telling me off air that he was once a teacher. I didn't know this. Have you ever thought about adoption?
All the time.
Really? Is it something you like to do?
Yeah, I mean, it kind of breaks my heart, to be honest, because I think part of what was difficult for me realising who I was and realising that I was a gay man was that maybe that dream of having kids and having the white picket fence and all that wasn't for me. And as the older I've gotten, I've realised that, well, stop feeling sorry for yourself. You've got so many incredible other things, and that there are other ways to be a parent. And I think about it all the time. And sometimes, you know, it makes me happy. Sometimes it makes me a bit sad because I just think I don't want that experience to pass me by. But I'm also kind of I'm a realist, and I know that I would have to stop doing what I'm doing for a long time to be a great dad. And but we'll see. I mean, clearly I want to do it, so we'll see.
Absolutely. Absolutely fantastic. Now, you're living in London now.
Yep.
You must miss Australia, obviously. I know that you've been here for 15 years or so. What's the biggest thing that you miss? Apart from family and friends, obviously, in Australia, what's the one thing about Australia that you miss?
I'm really spoiled because I get to go home a lot, so that helps. But I miss bungalow living, and I only learned the word bungalow from you guys because we just call them houses. But of course, I live in London in a house that's connected to one on one side and connected to another on the other side, and space is tight. So sometimes just the sheer population of England overwhelms me because I feel like a country kid. You know, I'm used to having a big backyard and walking down to the shops and just kind of being spoiled with space. So I guess that's been hard to adjust to. But in the other hand, I sort of inherited this incredible country and amazing sense of humour. I love British TV. I love British comedians. And
who's your favourite? Who do you watch?
Oh, well, when I was just thinking that, people like Alan Carr and David Walliams, I think, are hilarious. I love that you can swear on British TV in certain hours. I think that's quite extraordinary. So, you know, there's pluses and minuses. I've gained a lot of comedy.
It's amazing that some of the comedians who do the chat shows, like Alan Carr with Chatty Man and what Jonathan Ross used to do, they can get away with a lot asking certain questions to artists that maybe people like myself at a radio station wouldn't dare ask. Why is that, do you think?
Well, because I think it's a little bit like sitting down with a therapist, but you feel like everyone's watching you, and they have a way of asking questions, I think, where you'd feel rude not to answer. And I think, I don't know, also there's another thing that happens when we're on radio. I'm always a bit well behaved because I'm thinking, better watch my P's and Q's, you know. But I don't know, I just think Alan especially is just so outrageous. It's like having I've never been on the show, by the way, but like to, Alan, call me. But it's a bit like it seems like it's a bit like going around to a friend's house for a cup of tea.
Yeah. Well, he gets his drinks cabinet out, doesn't he?
Exactly. Very, very cheap booze, but yeah.
Now, I'm going to play your single, Talk, Talk, Talk. I love this. It's a really good single.
Thanks.
And tell us about the single before we play it this afternoon.
Well, Talk, Talk, Talk is really, it's peace talks between two people who are on the brink of breaking up, is really what it is. I actually wrote it about a friendship that was ending, but you can make it about whatever you want. And it was recorded in Sweden with a lovely man called Carl Fork, and it features strings from the man whose family put strings on ABBA albums. So there you go.
Well, here it is. Darren Hayes, thanks very much for coming on.
Pleasure. Thanks for having me.